This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, February 28th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Walton Arts Center presents an Irish celebration with flutist Sir James and Lady Jean Galway on Thursday, March 14th at 7 p.m. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, this show will feature Irish jigs, folk songs, along with selections from Debussy, Mozart, and more. Tickets and more information available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600.
KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture. Ozarks at Large is underwritten, in part, by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a look at the controversy surrounding a pipeline in Oklahoma, plus a conversation with the most successful coach in NCAA history, and a relaxing day of kite flying.
But first, automatic spending cuts by the federal government begin Friday, and U.S. Senator Mark Pryor says Arkansans should be prepared for major changes that will impact more than just government jobs.
The biggest part of the story is what it does to the private sector. This is basically an arbitrary, across-the-board set of cuts that does not take into account things like efficiency or merit or effectiveness of these programs. And what's going to happen is you're going to see a lot of contracts have to be broken. And there's a long list of things that we take for granted that are going to have an adverse impact on the U.S. economy.
Pryor, a Democrat, says he does not support the Democratic Party's plan for avoiding sequestration because it contains provisions that would raise taxes on millionaires and increase cuts to the agriculture sector. Senator John Bozeman says Congress needs to go forward with the $1.2 trillion in tax cuts.
We have a trillion-dollar deficit each year, overspending almost between 40 and 45 cents of that is either money that's printed or people like China are loaning it to us with a $16.5 trillion debt. So you can't continue on like that. You simply have to start making some cuts.
Bozeman says government officials know that the cuts are necessary, especially since the nation is expected to spend $45 trillion over the next 10 years.
With sequestration looming closer by the hour, the University of Arkansas is bracing itself for cuts that will surely come if Congress fails to act by tomorrow. Jim Rankin is the university's vice provost for research and economic development. He says sequestration could affect any research funding that comes from the federal level.
We're seeing messages from the National Science Foundation and the National Institutes of Health that they will try to continue funding for grants that are already in place. So if somebody has a multi-year grant, we're expecting that they're going to see that continue for this year. If you put in a proposal for a new grant, those funds are going to be a little bit tighter. I think NSF is predicting a 5% cut in their funding. And so they'll probably will put that money towards the existing grants. And so I think we'll see fewer awards for a while.
The White House has issued reports detailing potential impacts of sequestration. According to that report, the National Science Foundation could issue as many as 1,000 fewer research grants if sequestration goes into effect. Any news of cuts to federal research grants is bad news for the university, as Rankin says that about 75% of research funding at the university comes from federal sources.
It'll have a major impact. If it's a 5% reduction, you know, we can understand that. Hopefully it'll be short term and we'll see that funding come back. But even things that aren't federal, we see a lot of pass-throughs. There may be a good example of federal money going to the state of Arkansas, and then the state would give us a project, for example, in highways. And so you may see that money start to cut back as well. And we do research with industries, and if industries are getting funding from federal government, not sure where that's going to come, we could see an impact across the board. And so we really don't have a good feeling for what that final number is going to look like.
While cuts to research will make it tougher for the university to reach its goal of becoming a top 50 research institution, Rankin says the cuts will affect all universities across the country receiving federal research dollars. He says aside from the quantity of research done, the university can still improve its national ranking by improving its national and international reputation, which he says can be accomplished through conducting quality research and increasing the visibility of research faculty on the national and international level. In addition to research funding cuts at universities, education in Arkansas could see other cuts because of the budget sequester. According to the White House report, Arkansas could lose as much as $5.9 million in funding for primary and secondary education, putting about 80 teacher and aide jobs at risk. Also, around 380 fewer low-income higher ed students could receive federal financial aid, and about 110 work-study positions could lose federal backing.
Now that lawmakers know the state can opt to insure individuals eligible for a federal Medicaid expansion on private insurance exchanges, lawmakers in both parties are indicating expansion may be more likely for Arkansas. Democrats in the state House of Representatives laid out their plans yesterday at the Capitol to strengthen jobs, health care, and education during this legislative session. Representative Reginald Murdoch of Marianna says that recent developments in the state's options for expanding Medicaid are good news and will go far to get Republicans and Democrats working together on the state's health care issues.
And hopefully we as legislators, the General Assembly, come together and, again, always put politics aside and put the people of Arkansas first, because I think the governor's done a good job of that, of putting politics aside. He heard the other side. He heard the issues that we were facing, and he went and did something about it.
Republicans and Democrats have both spoken positively of the new developments in the state's options for expanding Medicaid.
In other news from the state legislature, the Arkansas Senate voted this morning to override Governor Mike Beebe's veto of a bill that would ban most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The House also voted yesterday to override the veto, meaning the bill becomes law immediately. The only exceptions to the 20-week abortion ban would be for cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother. Ruth Mims, executive director of Arkansas Right to Life, was in the Senate chamber for the vote and offered an immediate reaction.
It's wonderful news. I mean, and that law takes effect immediately. So unborn children 20 weeks in past are going to be protected in Arkansas.
Governor Beebe had vetoed the bill earlier this week, saying he believed it violated the U.S. Constitution. After the Senate vote this morning, he told reporters,
I've told you my concerns, and the concerns still exist, but the legislature has the final say. That's a constitutional process.
The American Civil Liberties Union has said that if the bill became law, it would file suit, meaning a court will eventually determine its constitutionality. Seven other states have similar laws in effect.
Meanwhile, the Senate approved another abortion bill this morning by a vote of 26-8. The bill would ban most abortions after 12 weeks, provided a fetal heartbeat can be detected using an abdominal ultrasound. That bill now heads to the governor's desk. Beebe has also called it unconstitutional, but did not say this morning yet if he would veto it. The proposal originally would have prohibited abortions as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy, but it was amended to change that timeline and to add more exemptions after facing objections in the House. The ban includes exemptions for rape, incest, the life of the mother, and lethal fetal conditions. Doctors who violate the prohibition would have their licenses revoked by the state medical board.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows from the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with highs from 39 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 44 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, scattered flurries are expected in northwest Arkansas. Expect mostly cloudy conditions with lows in the low to mid 20s.